Welcome back to Paper Trails. It's your boy Mohammed, joined by my coach Marky.
Damn right.
In a familiar territory for us, but an unfamiliar one for you guys. Absolutely. Welcome to my house.
We're in the boys' gaff.
Cribs tour.
But
it's Ramadan, middle of Ramadan, almost 2 weeks.
Almost. And,
yeah.
He's dying.
But we have a catch up today. Have a little catch up. How are we doing creatively? How's it's 3 months into the year as well.
Absolutely.
Talk a bit about your goals. I also shared a podcast with you recently. The title being "What's Stopping You?" And I find that interesting because our endless pursuit of becoming professional creative continues. So it'll be interesting to hear how things are going for you. You know, I feel like I talk a lot more about like my plans I want to be.
But Joe, it's because you're more. I've realized even from like listening back, I feel like Mo is definitely a lot more. Like you're more open.
Yeah.
Like, about saying, I find myself sometimes even when I'm listening back, I'm like, there's nothing stopping me from saying it, but I just have somehow.
There's a barrier to being.
Trained myself to not say it, even though it's like.
The thing is, it's a case of. That's your natural character. You've always been like that. So really and truly, you're not changing anything.
That is true.
And like for me, I think my natural character is when I'm comfortable. Yeah. I do tend to share and sometimes overshare.
That's true. But I would even say even a sense of oversharing. I think it's like even from the other podcast that he had, the Blueprint podcast. Like I said, I remember I was listening to that before we started Inspire, and it was very, just because of the candidness, it was very much like, oh man, we only got this views today.
God damn, bro.
And you and Raymond Roos would be like, god damn, this is what we're striving for and all this. I was like, yo, but this is so real.
This is part of the podcast, man. 2 weeks of work, 15 views. That was truly humbling.
Like candid. It was like you guys had no care about who was listening or what.
Yeah.
It was kind of like very much
heart to heart.
Yeah, this is what we're going through. This is how we feel right now. But you know what? The that's what the creative needs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Especially when you're in that low moment.
What are you describing it?
Like for example, when you put something in and then you see it doesn't have the views or doesn't have this or that you're expecting. Not a lot of people make videos on that or like talk about that as candidly as you guys were. You guys were.
You know what it was as well? It was content, brother.
it was needed. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it's that level of openness that I guess helped me. And then, you know what I mean? That's what helps people.
Okay, but what did it help you with? Now that I'm deep in it, you say that, but what did it help you with?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I feel like this is probably so crazy for Mo because you just obviously recorded it, innit?
Yeah.
But it helped in the sense of, like, for example, that you guys will also talk about that same feeling of when you put something out there, what your expectation. There was one where you guys were talking about expectations.
Yeah.
And realistic expectations. Where I think Raymond, he was expecting 50,000 at the end.
Something
like that. And you guys were kind of talking about that, and he was kind of like, okay, yeah, we was thinking this much into it, but this is the thing that we're getting right now. And anyone that does get into anything creative, they're not, if we're being true to ourselves, we're not really expecting it to just be seen by one or two people, maybe 15 people. You actually want it to be a lot more than that, or you want it to captivate, maybe go viral, whatever it is. So then when it's not doing that, I think a lot of creatives, just to make themselves feel better, they just don't talk about that.
Yeah.
And they talk about the ones that did do well. So it helped in the sense of, like, even, not to say you guys were doing bad, but like, if it's not hitting
metrically, we were. Metrically, we were.
No, but metrically, you really were, though, if you think about it. In 6 months, you guys almost had, when you guys were going, like, 300 subs, it was up and up. It was, you know?
Yeah, but, well, 6 months of weekly.
That is true.
As in weekly double episodes every week. Every week two episodes for 6 months is a lot of work, and you're both working full time.
No, that is true.
That's it. And because we like we're trying to make good videos as well, so it's not like. And throughout that, we're doing social media promotions and all that stuff. You're trying to make good videos.
Yeah.
So that's where it really does feel like the output.
No, that is, yeah.
Compared to what you're getting back of.
Yeah.
It does feel like a massive letdown.
But that's the craziest part. The craziest part is that's normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think even the topic today that we were going to do was what's stopping you. The expectations is a big part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when you expect, like, to get the, like, for example, the same numbers that we were doing before, you know, the hiatus and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was, like, really high numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
We were, like, 1K a week.
I was signing on the... Yeah, you just checking out the fleece, huh? My boy. No, but, yeah, so, and then to, like, having to almost restart that, it's, like,
recalibrating
the expectations, yeah, of, like, okay, we're doing this again as if it was ground up, you know? Which is what?
So you're saying it just has helped you measure your expectations of it?
Yeah. And that it's normal that you're not.
Okay. Cool. So, all right, let's go back to the point I made. So I would say anyone who watches or listens to the podcast knows where I want to be.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to share, obviously, but, like, for me, I'm asking you, just friend to friend.
Oh, no.
Like, what are your expectations? What's stopping you from doing what you want to do?
I think I did mention it a little bit, I think, in the live episode.
Yeah.
Around the 33rd minute, 40-second mark.
God damn, man. That's when you got the hate comments.
No, but I was kind of talking about getting into, like, becoming almost a... I think it was like a Donald Glover kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe in terms of, like, being able to put my fingers in different pies and of different
okay.
mediums.
So all right, so Donald Glover, he started as primarily an actor.
Yeah.
So where, because I don't see it as possible. I saw, and I also saw one of a previous guest, Abe, talking about on Twitter, he was saying how it's not realistic to have two proper businesses running in parallel.
No, 100%.
And the same thing goes for me for creativity. I don't think it's possible to do multiple creative things at the same time from the jump. Mm. Maybe later on when you have resources and time.
Yeah.
But, like, for you right now, what's the, like, what's your go-to? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. I think the right now to go to has been sort of Inspire.
Mm-hmm.
I have been writing, like, scripts and stuff like that in the background. It's just about actually videoing it,
because
I wanted to do kind of, I've seen quite a few different YouTubers and different things in a way that they're very informative, but yet in a storytelling kind of way.
Yeah.
And essentially that's what I want to kind of focus on, because I feel like with me, again, to kind of tie back into it, I think a lot of the stuff that has been stopping me is just doing one thing and then doing something else in between doing the one thing and then
jumping. Your attention bouncing.
Yeah, the attention bounces from one thing to the other, because, I mean, since we're getting honest, yeah, I feel like I'm just always kind of like, okay, so if I put all my time on this one, well, about all the time I'm missing out getting better somewhere else, you know? And I feel like the truth is, the hard truth that I have to sit with myself is the fact that it can't be done like that.
Yeah.
You have to specialize.
Okay. So you saying that, like, what are you doing with that in mind then?
Yeah. That, I mean, that's also like I said, essentially right now, I've just been...
So you just focus on writing right now is what you'd say?
In a way.
And the podcast, obviously.
The podcast, and then stuff to almost kind of... add on to it, so like some book reviews stuff, so like I have
basically content for that branches around the main theme of the podcast kind
of. Essentially, and then to mainly put everything in Inspire, really, like a focal point. But then I remember before, and I'll do that, I'll be like, okay, yeah, but what about my own kind of YouTube thing where it's more like just random anything that you want to create. But then, again, that doesn't specialize into anything.
Mm-hmm.
So then the reason as well why I was so adamant in bringing back Inspire is because it kind of does specialize in something.
Yeah.
There is a route and there is more of a path that one can take.
Yeah, that clear direction.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is for creatives. This is for us to help out our audience that are also creatives into, you know, making stuff and writing and talking about the struggles that we go through in writing. And then I realized that is what is content. You can make content around that, around not only just the struggles but expectations, and all of that kind of stuff. So right now, to answer the question, I would say mainly Inspire and making videos around thing. And I'll show you the folder that I made, like a proper thing of like just different ways to make it. And then I think now it just comes to the next part of what's holding me back, which is execution. You know,
hold that thought.
Absolutely.
It's a live video where I'm getting the food ready, man. In the middle of preparing food for iftar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, back to the topic at hand. Cool, so execution.
Execution.
You wanted to be about it while I was gone, or you were ranting about something else?
No, I was getting into the deep crevices of the mind. as a creative, you know, about that part, you know what I mean? You know, like, you have an idea, right? So this is my execution thing that I was talking about. So you have an idea, you have like a little seedling, right?
Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh, this is a really good idea. But then a lot happens between that part and actually making it.
Yeah.
Then it comes to like, okay, fleshing it out. And you start fleshing it out and you're like, maybe this idea wasn't as good as it was, you know? Maybe it doesn't make as much sense as it was. Maybe it doesn't have a hook. It doesn't have like a thing. And then you just kill off.
Yeah.
And then it comes to a part where you're like, it's okay, fine. I like how it is. I like the structure. I like how it goes. Then it's like, how can I capture this in the way that I want to do it? You know? So like a lot of stuff that I would want to do is stuff through animations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not really good at animating, and I've checked out through different things in Fiverr, and you know, you could go down that route, but I'm like,
what about the AI route?
I don't know nothing about AI.
You got
about AI backgrounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No clue. And then, so then it's about going through all those hurdles, and then even once then you've gone past all of that, and then you've edited it, and then you're in that phase, and you're like, this damn, this is even
worth it.
Yeah.
Is it good enough to release?
Good enough to release. Then you go through all of that, and then you're like, you know what, fine, let me just put it out. And then let's say it doesn't get what you expected it to get. Now you're like, well, I just went through all that turmoil to get to this part. Then you get another seed of an idea, and you're like, do I really want to go through all of that unless it's a really, really good idea?
Yeah.
And then that holds you back, because so now you're looking at this seed and you're even letting it have a chance to breathe and become whatever it becomes, you know? You want it to be like a dandelion, but then it's just being a little tulip.
I think I'd prefer a tulip to a dandelion, but anyways.
You're right. No, you think it's a tulip, but it's a dandelion. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I would say that's, knowing you over the years, I would say that's a clear... Now that you put it like that, like I can see you going through that process. Because I've seen you create a lot of things... And I've seen you not release a lot of things. And I've also seen you create a lot of different... I've seen you have... I know you got like 5 different TikTok accounts, bro. I've seen this guy comment with different TikTok. When I opened the page, it's actually got videos on it. I'm like,
yeah, absolutely.
Why has he got a football page all of a sudden? I was like, what? So it's only a football page.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like lack of direction... And also consistency. So as creatives, I think because we value ideas so highly when they come, like we don't want them to fail, so we cling on to them even after the fact that we've gone down the path and it hasn't worked out. So rather than parking the idea and starting a new one immediately, we cling on to it and then we feel frustrated that it didn't work out and then we don't do anything. And then other ideas come along the way and then we kind of let them simmer in the notes or whatever, and then nothing goes anywhere. I would say the same thing for me, like if I could sell ideas, like, I would be a millionaire, innit? But that's the thing. People that, you know, it's funny. I was going to write a story once about a guy who just sells ideas, innit? And, like, that's his business.
Okay, that's interesting.
And I let that go as well.
It's all someone's mistake in this one.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the other thing, like, you saw the show that's being made called The Beautiful Game.
Yeah.
And I was planning to write a book called The Beautiful Game.
Literally, The Beautiful Game. Yeah.
So, like, there's so many different things that we need to consider as creators, but I think the number one key to, like, just being these is literally just continuously pumping out ideas and, like, working on them, but doing it in a niche way. You can't be bouncing around between different mediums and different types of content that you're planning to create. So I think that's, like, my advice to you, because, like, for me personally, like, I've struggled with that over the years massively myself, but I know we can talk about what's stopping me from where I want to be, but for where I want to go directly now is a specific niche and a specific form of content, and I just stick to it until you've made something out of it and let it grow into, like, a sapling at least. And it doesn't need to grow into a tree, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think putting the roots down, yeah, in that branch, as we say, like, I think that's the key to what you, I think, to stop you from... from mulling on these ideas and letting them die.
Yeah, and I think it ties back to the initial point of the expectations. You know, letting the expectations die and just making sure that the consistency, obviously now within that field, is continued, you know, rather than just bouncing in different forms or whatever. So, like, the videos that then will supplement the podcast or, like, for Inspire, just to keep on doing it regardless of, you know.
During your age, please factor into it at all?
A bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I have a ticking time to make it. So now that I think that's what it is. I think when you're younger, you can just do everything a bit more freely. But now it feels like, you know, these things have to make it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, so we read several books that have talked about these kind of things. Like, just, we have to accept our mortality.
Yeah.
We could die tomorrow.
Literally.
And we have to accept that. Yeah. And if you don't accept that, that's when we will struggle and put the pain in on ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, they say, like, worrying twice is death, because... Like, you're worrying, like, a lot of people, they worry about something that's already worrying them.
Yeah.
Like, there's some kind of issue that they have, and they worry about that, and then they start worrying about all the other factors that surround it and how it could impact them in all the other different ways. Like, at the end of the day, you have to just do what you can control. You can't be contemplating all these different things.
Yeah.
What can you do to, like, get to where you want to be and just do it consistently and stick to it? I don't remember what book we read. I think it wasn't Peter Attia's book. It was other. Was it Start With Why? No, there was one where he was talking about Warren. I think it was Warren Buffett.
I think yeah. I know
what you're talking about. List 25 things that you want to accomplish before your life.
Yeah.
Dash all the last 20 away because you're not gonna do them.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's something that I've accepted as a reality. And I urge everyone to kind of think about that. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. At the end of the day, you got a finite amount of time on this world, and if you want to get to where you really want to get to, you have to work towards things in a pragmatic way, in a realistic way. We can't be dreamers all the time and, like, dreaming in real life, you know.
Absolutely.
I think you're a big dreamer.
Big, too much.
Yeah. So he's wearing a blue fleece today.
Huh?
He's in the clouds. The blue fleece, the white trousers.
That's what it is, man. I mean, it's about, like I said, I mean, majority of the thing for me is just about executing the ideas, you know. But how about yourself? What, where do you like to see, and what's stopping you?
What's stopping me? There's so many different things. I, like you, have a lot of different creative passions and hobbies.
Yeah.
And I've got a sewing machine right there, sitting there.
I can see.
I haven't used it yet.
It's a proper one.
Yeah, I've been meaning to use it. Like, there's so many different things. Like, also my clothing brand, I've been meaning to get on. But for me, like, my biggest barrier is really idiotic. I would say illogical as well.
Goodness.
Like, I like, I really like the feeling of starting fresh. So like, I can't, like, right now I'm like, I want to improve something. I want to start hitting the gym again, but I'm not going to do it till Monday comes.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? This year was a dream, you know why?
January 1st
was a Monday.
Yeah.
Even Ramadan was a Monday, you know? The first day of Ramadan was a Monday, and I was like, yo. Yeah. And I was kidding.
Really
yeah, I was kidding. The first week of Ramadan, I was kidding it. My biggest struggle is, I, like, that idea of building habits, like, that I'm, like, I know what habit I want to build, and I'm working towards it, but once I fall off for one day, I really struggle to bounce back. And I heard something interesting in that podcast I told you about, where he said something like, once you build the habit of not doing the habit, that's another habit you built, and that's going to make it more hard for you to jump back onto the original habit that you wanted to build.
Goodness,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, well, that was an interesting point to me.
Yeah, wow.
Because there's so many negative habits that you build, and like, that stops you from actually doing
the habit.
Yeah.
You start. Good.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, that was a very interesting point when I heard that. The other thing for me is I get, like, I hold on to, like, I think maybe because of the where I am in my career and stuff, like, I'm trying to, like, kind of pivot out of my career. I have this idea where I have to finish something to start something next, like, start another thing.
Yeah.
Like, right now I'm building someone's website for them, which isn't a real passion of mine, but I'm like, I'm slowly getting nifty at it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why I put it like that.
Yeah, I'm just explaining it.
Yeah. But like, for some reason, because I'm like working my 9 to 5 and I'm doing this at the same time, I don't know if unconsciously in the last few years, I've like to de-stress myself, because I'm at a very relatively low stress level, the last few years. But that's because I've really, like, I put myself, like, as someone who used to say yes a lot, that now I say no to, like, almost everything. Like, just for peace of mind, you know, I'm like, I've gotten really good at saying no. And even to myself, where, like, before I was doing a lot of projects at once, now I'm only doing, like, going from one extreme to another. Right?
Yeah.
I have to finish this project or I'm not going to start another project. So I've been working on this website project for ages, and the client, who's a friend of mine, he's been dragging it out for a while.
Yeah.
Where it's not any fault of his own, but he wants, like, a good quality product to start with, to launch in it. And I'm also like, yeah, I'll do it and I'll help you because you're my friend. So I've messed up in that regard, because I've kind of left an open window for them to stretch it as long as they can in it.
Yeah,
so every now and then I've hinted that, like, yo, it's getting, we need to settle down a bit. So set a deadline. And like, normally I would do that with like a real high paying client, but because it's a friend, I want them to have a good website as well, and I want them to be happy with, you know? So because of that, I've not started working on like my football graphic design work a lot consistently. I've not done any sewing stuff, I've not done any abstract soul stuff, or the brand that we had a quick start at, hasn't moved anywhere. But I have actually wanted to progress all of these different things. And I know I can progress them, but like, when I'm in grand mode, I know I can do these things.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I think my plate, I can manage like 3 projects at once. But I've got this thing into my head where I have to finish this one project to start.
Yeah, Joe, I'll say with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a friend.
Yes.
I would say that you have
this, it's Ramadan, brother.
You have this crazy thing of, like, for 6 months.
Yeah. Grind mode.
The wildest grind mode.
Yeah.
Like, 2 videos a week, podcast on top of that, clothing thing here. This, like, but then I feel like then on the
there'll flip be another side, 6 months burnout, where you won't see me.
Yeah, the burnout afterwards is like, it is ridiculous.
And you know what? Like, on that point, like, I apply that to my whole life. Like, with my friends, my families, they'll see me for 6 months regularly, then they won't see me for 6 months regularly.
Yeah.
Like, fitness, I'll be on fitness for like 6 months stronger, then I'll not be on.
Like, very strong, yeah.
Yeah, which is why I keep, like, I've been pushing this fitness thing ourselves, like, with our little group chat that we've started. I'm trying to really maintain the idea of just do small things consistently rather than the big effort. And like, that's what I'm trying to push myself towards. But now I'm just like struggling with moving from that extreme to that extreme and coming back to a balanced place. So yeah, that's what I would say.
I mean, I think a lot of it as well, I think for you, is probably learning how to pace yourself.
Yeah, massively. Like Muhammad Ali said, we're going to be covering Muhammad Ali.
I got a lot from that guy. Pacing yourself, definitely. From the projects you do, because you can do them, and you do it like, and the crazy thing is sometimes it might not even just be one thing you're doing, but 3 different things
yeah
to like a good level,
yeah,
for 6 months, and then after that, it's like, when it says burnout, like, your tires are gone. It's just a metal part of the car, you know what I mean? The sparks are flying everywhere, you know what I mean?
And I do tend to like go into like states where I'm like, I'm not doing anything
anymore. Then you'd be like, I'm not doing nothing, I'm not touching nothing
for, and like, that's the funny thing. It even seeps into my work life where I'm like, in work, I'm very unproductive. Yeah. I'm skipping days, I'm calling in sick a lot. And I get in trouble at work because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get in trouble, but they call me out. They're like, is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like, everything's good. Don't worry about it. But yeah, but that's what I would say is stopping me and where I want to work towards. So I'm hoping like in another 3 months time, mid-year, we come back to this conversation and
both of us. Absolutely, but like specifically to specialize, what would you say you want to focus on now?
I would say for me, like just getting into the niche of football graphic design,
because
I've always wanted to work within a sports industry. Yeah. I feel like I've got clear idea of where I want to do, where I want to go. I have a network around that as well. I've got few people that are already in the industry that I know, few designers that I know are already in this industry as well, and I enjoy the process of creating that kind of stuff. So, and yeah, I think because of my love for sport in general, I think that would be the ideal marriage for me. Like, if I want to be, if I'm smart, I'll, like long term, I'll work towards that. The sports is never going away, you know. But yeah, man, that's where I want to get to. But it's just a matter of starting.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Quickly.
No, I mean, like I said, the main thing for Inspire.
Yeah,
and then putting the videos around there. And then I'll even show you afterwards, I think, the clips and stuff that have inspired me. And then basically, like I said, going through there, because I think my main thing that I really, really enjoy is storytelling. So Inspire is a place where you can not even just tell stories, but you can tell it from book reviews and stuff like that. So that's the move for me to specialise and just hone in on.
So yeah, 3 months time, we'll revisit
this. We'll revisit
and see where we go.
For sure.
But yeah, it's just about sunset. We're about to eat. Thank you very much for listening. It's been your boys from Paper Trails, Inspire UK. Shamal K. Mohammed, thank you for listening.
Absolutely. I'll catch you guys in the next one.
Peace out.
Keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.